Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a very special online event today. It's called A Transformative Journey into the Cosmic Mind Through Psychedelics. My name is Stephen Dinan. I'm the founder and president of the Shift Network, and I'm really thrilled to be with you here, getting to explore the further reaches of our conscious capacity with one of the true pioneers on the planet. His name is Chris Bache. He's professor emeritus at Youngstown State University. He's an author and speaker. He wrote a book way back called Dark Night, Early Dawn that for me was one of the really breakthrough books of the few decades there. I had studied transpersonal psychology and apprenticed under Stan Grof and really absorbed his whole body of work. And it felt like Chris was one of the few theoretical explorers who had really pushed the ground into new possibilities, really a deeper understanding of the cosmos than I'd even seen in Stan's work. And so over the years, got to know him a little bit and just appreciate what a profound explorer of human awareness, potential, and ultimately the mind of the universe that Chris is. And he has a way of articulating that in a way that's accessible, that opens new vistas for us, and really leads us into our own full potential. So with that said, welcome to today's program, Chris.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today.
Great. Well, I want to share right up front that we're super excited that Chris has agreed to teach a brand new program for Shift, that we're going into some new terrain here. It's called Exploring the Cosmic Mind Through Psychedelics, a Sacred Medicine Path to Deep Universal Insights and Self-Transformation. So we'll share a little bit more about that program towards the end. And it's really part of our expansion of our work into this terrain of conscious use of psychedelics and sacred plant medicines as a vehicle for healing and self-exploration. So more to come on that. So, Chris, mm-hmm. I know part of what's amazing about your exploration is the journey that you undertook. It's not necessarily one that you recommend that other people take, but it's worth setting a little context and backstory for why you did such a deep dive over so many years, and then we can jump into the fruits of that.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. Yeah, I'm actually the last person you would expect to have written a book on psychedelics and to be speaking, teaching on psychedelics. I was raised in the Deep South. I had a very traditional education. I have a degree in theology from Notre Dame and New Testament criticism from Cambridge and philosophy of religion from Brown University. And I finished my graduate education basically having studied my way out of religion altogether. I finished it as a deeply convinced agnostic. And so just as I was beginning my teaching career in Ohio in 1978, I met Stan Grof and read his seminal work, Realms of the Human Unconscious. And that book caused my life to pivot. I immediately saw the importance of his work to the philosophical inquiry that I had been carrying out through all my undergraduate and graduate education. It wasn't just the clinical implications that interested me, because I'm not a clinician, I'm not a psychologist, I'm a philosopher of religion. What interested me was the capacity of these substances to amplify consciousness, and through these amplified states of consciousness, enter into a deeper intimacy with the mind of the universe, with the consciousness of existence. So what I did, starting in 1979, for 20 years, I did 73 high-dose LSD sessions using Stan's protocols. Essentially, I adopted Stan's protocols for working with high levels of LSD, and I pushed those protocols to their limits for 20 years, very systematically, very conscientiously, as responsibly as I could, recording every session within 24 hours, paying careful attention to integration, holding on to those sessions, digesting them. I finished this journey in 1999. And then I spent another 20 years digesting them, integrating them, pondering them, sorting out their connections and understanding the story that was unfolding in my sessions, and eventually spent 5 years working on the book LSD in the Mind of the Universe. It became the philosophical adventure of a lifetime. It opened me up into a deep and profound intimacy with the living intelligence of our universe that took me in, crushed me repeatedly, killed me, and brought me into rebirth and just taught me layer, took me in layer by layer into greater intimacy with what I became, what I came to call the mind of the universe, the mind of the cosmos.
Let's follow the arc of your journey. So obviously, very few people, if anybody, is ever going to replicate your methodology. And I'd love for you to just kind of take us a little bit through that broad arc and then talk about some of the advanced insights that are less commonly understood.
What happened on my journey, Stephen, is that I entered into a cycle of death and rebirth, not only a death and rebirth that took place in ego death at the personal level of consciousness, but a cycle of death and rebirth that repeated at deeper and deeper and deeper levels of consciousness. In the early stages, this took me into very deep, profound personal purifications, eventually culminating in ego death. Then it spun me into a vast ocean of suffering, where I began to encounter vast territories of collective pain and anguish, which I didn't understand. For years, I didn't understand it. But then from there, it took me outside of linear time into what I call deep time, and where I discuss deep time in the soul, the emergence of the soul, an understanding of how reincarnation works, an understanding of how karma works in our lives. From there, taking me into a process of initiating me into the universe, a cosmological journey that basically took me into creation and gave me a systematic instruction on some core teachings of our existence, on human evolution, and on the human story.
There's so much to unfold in that. You started with talking a little bit about collective mind. That was where I was drawn to your work with Dark Knight Early Dawn, that there is like an almost repositories of collective karma consciousness that are pooled, if you will, on the planet, and that we have to kind of metabolize and work through in order to access these higher levels. I'd love for you to share a little bit about working with that level. I mean, a lot of times people might want to avoid that, but I think you've made a really strong case from what I've read of why that's so vital for us now.
I don't know whether everybody has to manage this level or whether it is a sort of something that you take on at the soul level. All I know is that for me, I had to engage this level. I chose to engage this level, and I didn't understand it for a long time. But basically, my experience during the purifying part of the session, the first half of every session, opened into larger and larger horizons of terrible pain, terrible suffering, thousands, hundreds of thousands of beings, thousands of years of history were involved. And eventually, I came to understand. At first, I thought this represented a deepening of my ego death, but eventually I came to understand that this was not aimed at my personal transformation at all, but rather something had shifted in my sessions, and my sessions were being used to facilitate a kind of healing of the collective psyche, that all the experiences of human history, all the wars, anything that's unfinished, undigested, all the trauma lodges inside the collective psyche, just as our personal trauma lodges inside the personal psyche. When given the opportunity to offer this helping hand to the species, I did. I think many of us do in our work. And by allowing these experiences into my awareness, somehow they were able to move through me and resolve themselves. And the pain was released from some portion of the pain was released from the human psyche and dissolved into the light. And when this eventually culminated for me in the 24th century, it reached a crescendo, an orgy of pain, of transformation, conscious transformation of this pain, and then it disappeared. It never came back into my sessions, but all of my work shifted at that point into a higher level, and the ocean of suffering became the energetic foundation for everything that followed. Eventually, the archetypal reality was itself dissolved and just brought into a zero point, a point of absolute surrender. And I was catapulted beyond archetypal reality in a domain in which the universe lives and breathes as one. Now, the easier ones to understand are ego death and the ocean of suffering, collective death. But when you move into deeper and deeper dimensions of existence, it gets harder to conceptualize because we're entering levels of reality that are farther removed from space and time. Therefore, the categories of space and time don't apply as easily. But the pattern is the same. Purification, absolute surrender, letting your session take you wherever it wants to take you, completely surrendering, even though you don't understand why or where, and allowing yourself to go through the surrender, through a death, through a being dismantled, and then waking up with great surprise into a level of reality completely novel, completely beyond anything you had imagined before, where you are received by the universe and are taken in by the universe and are taught by the universe. And in this type of work, all teaching is by initiation. You become the reality that you are learning about. So it's not a matter of crispation, somehow getting taken into a level of cosmic reality and having an experience there, but rather of dissolving completely into some bandwidth of reality, to dissolving into some field of reality which is transhuman, and experiencing how the universe lives at that reality beyond space, beyond time, and then slowly congealing back into your historical identity where you digest and ponder and think about the experience, entering into this profound mystery, into this profound sacred communion.
Well, your words, Chris, are pure poetry, and you're beginning to really beam out this state of consciousness. I can feel myself expanding as you speak into that, into those bandwidths. And it's, I thank you for your ability to articulate these nuanced understandings about things beyond our normal conception. You had referenced earlier that you kind of were taken into a realm where the beings that were literally creating time and space, in a way, the architecture, almost like the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, pulling the levers of how this construct of reality is actually created. I wonder if you could share a little bit more of into that bandwidth that you were invited into seeing.
This was a very intense phase of the work. And basically, I was dissolved into this reality, but I could not comprehend the beings that I was witnessing. I was experiencing massive beings that were, if we are living on Earth, these were like the Milky Way galaxy, just vast beings living in their own dimension of time, in their own scale. Plato conceptualized archetypes as eternal truths in the mind of an unchanging God. It's not how I experience these things. I experience them as vast living beings whose reality was so foreign to me that I literally could not wrap my mind around them. The best my mind could do was to see them literally as galaxies, the way we look at galaxies from the Hubble telescope. But this was simply my mind reaching for some kind of approximation to give form to an experience of these vast, profound beings. The cosmology that emerges in this work is basically a monistic cosmology where the one basically spills over and manifests layer upon layer upon layer, eventually at the bottom manifesting space-time reality. Archetypal reality is a series of levels of reality between the primal one and the manifest world of time and space. My experience is that everything inside time and space manifests first at these subtler levels of consciousness, and that these subtler levels of consciousness structure and inform what happens in time and space. And when I experienced these archetypes, I did not feel in any sense manipulated. I did not feel coerced. I felt the magnificence of their being and the joy of this encounter, which told me that this was something that's been going on from the beginning of time. It's nothing new. It's simply we're becoming aware of this. The other thing that happened at the archetypal level was at a lower level where I was taken into what Jung called the collective unconscious, and I experienced over and over again the entire human species as a single organism, as a single being, and that all of our lives, our physical lives and our psychological lives, were cells in the being of this physical being. And I was given many teachings about how our individual lives contribute to the life of the whole, and about how the life of the whole structures the learning of our individual life. At this point, I began to have experiences of the entire human species incarnating as a single being. Previously, I had understood reincarnation as a story of individual evolution, of the individual soul. But here I began to experience a different order of creation, that the entire species is evolving as a single organism, and all of our individual stories are part of its story. And the human story, we're about to flip a page into a new chapter. The human story is coming into a culmination, a threshold event. As you said, we're coming into a dark night, but the dark night of the soul is a time of purification before the outbreaking or the inbreaking of spiritual mystical illumination. And I think that's where we are historically.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of a dark night of the world soul, to use that unitive being experience of the species as a whole. So it sounds like in order to really navigate or move into that level, there has to be a disidentification with even the separate soul incarnating through lifetimes, because that is its own kind of like individuated pattern that might have its own constrictions and tightness around it that doesn't allow that feeling of like that just being a cell in a larger being.
Yeah, I think there are several things going on. A couple of them that I would mention is this world was built by the ego. It was built by human beings at a level of consciousness that emphasizes our individuality and not the connective tissue. Now, personally, I think the ego gets a bad rap. The ego is a beautiful individual consciousness, is a beautiful phenomenon. But separate, if it's kept separate from the deeper connective tissue of consciousness, it can become sick. Basically, I don't think we can continue to survive on this planet if it continues to be run by egos. I think we are being forced to give birth to a deeper identity, a soul identity. And for me, the soul identity is the consciousness that integrates all of our lifetimes, all of our adventures, all of our learning into a single consciousness. When the human race has become a species of awakened souls, they will live on this planet differently, because when the soul is our consciousness, think of the history, the thousands and thousands of lifetimes that are embodied in the soul, and all the relationships that we have had in our all these lifetimes, and all the learning that we've had, and all the experiences that we've had, so that compassion expands, and a deepening of our communion with the creative intelligence takes place. So I think that it involves both. We are coming into a maturing of the human species, not a transcending of the human condition, but a maturing of the human condition, taking us into the next step of the human story. And I think the next step of the human story is the birth of what I call the birth of the diamond soul, the future human, that we are waking up spiritually, not just waking up spiritually in a small kind of enlightenment kind of way, but we are coming into a new architecture of the collective psyche, a new form of human consciousness in history. We've seen prototypes in some of the great saints and sages of the spiritual traditions, but this is a collective process. It is the entire human species which is coming into this experience. And that's going to change history. That will change our entire experience on the planet.
That certainly resonates as truth for me. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that future human, the sort of diamond luminosity infused into a separate individual selves that are linked into a kind of world soul. But just describe a little bit about what you glimpsed about that future unfolding. Should we choose to really undergo this rebirth as a planet?
Well, I don't know whether we're going to have much of a choice. I think it's going to come down. We either grow or we die. We grow or we become extinct, and that's enormous evolutionary pressure. But I think we will make this transition. I have, for some reason, the universe took me into these scenarios over and over again through many years. It gave me a series of visions about what's happening to humanity. And the message was always the same. We are going through a pivot point. We're going through a bifurcation point. We're going through a trigger point. We're going through a catalytic process, a true collective death, a surrender to the past in profound ways that will be very disorienting and very, very difficult to navigate, just like dying in a psychedelic session is difficult to navigate. But as this happens, as we are broken down, we will reach deeper inside ourselves and bring forward something from the very center of our being, which isn't just the connective tissue with other human beings and with other species, but it has to do with the connective tissue to the divine intelligence itself. I've been given the opportunity in a number of my sessions with much hard work to be taken deep into the future and to experience what I perceive to be this future human. This is a shift in the architecture of the collective psyche. It is a profound shift. It's like plate tectonics. It's a shift deep within the human psyche. When I have experienced that future human, it's a magnificent being. This is a being whose heart is healed. All the wounds of history have been healed. This is a being of unlimited compassion. This is a being capable of extraordinary communion with the intelligence of the universe, able to download knowledge from the universe beyond what the ego can download. A being in who enters into spiritual communion more readily than we can imagine today. This, when I experienced the future human, it made so many things make sense. And I think it's really important to understand because we are entering a very, very difficult period of history. We are really entering the great unraveling, the great falling apart. And it's important that we understand what's being produced, what we are generating in this falling apart process. We have been gestating the future human for thousands and tens of thousands of years through reincarnation. Gestation is long. Labor is short and intense. We are now entering the time of labor, a very, very difficult time, a hard day when labor begins, but labor culminates in a birth. Labor, this collective labor will culminate in a collective birth. The birth of a beautiful being, a divine child, the future human. And many people have been seeing this. Many people have been feeling this, not just psychedelic people, but spiritual people, indigenous people. They've been seeing that this is a turning point time. This is a time of great fruition, but it also is a time of great sacrifice. We're going to have to reach deep inside ourselves to give birth to this future human.
Beautifully shared. It's so heartening and so uplifting, that vision. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the diamond luminosity, this level of not very many people have described in some Buddhist traditions, Dharmakaya, there's sort of intimations of it. But first of all, it's far from a lot of our everyday experience. But what actually emerged for you? You said the four sessions that took you there were some of the most blessed of your life.
Yes, the subtitle of my book is called Diamonds from Heaven, and this diamond luminosity is what I would call the diamonds from heaven. The initiation took place 15 years into my journey, so I'd already moved through everything that I've been describing before, everything in the collective suffering, everything in archetypal reality, and all the joys of dissolving into oneness, dissolving into the pure void. I have been given so many blessings in response to, I think, what I gave in the ocean of suffering work. I was completely satisfied. But then I went through yet another death and rebirth, and then was taken into this realm of extraordinary light. Now, I had known light many times before. Every time you go through a death rebirth process, there's often a light present. But what I've learned is that there are many degrees of light. There are many orders and magnitudes of light. And all I can say is that the diamond luminosity was a supremely clear, absolutely spellbindingly just clear beyond imagination. I think the Buddhists are right. To touch it once undoes thousands of years of living in the shadows of samsara. Just luminous beyond measure. It's like my mind fell open and I dissolved into the crystalline body of God, or in the crystalline body of the genius of the universe, something like that. My understanding of it is that it is the reality out of which the Big Bang emerged, this domain of pure crystalline light. In order to, when once I experienced that one time, I completely lost all interest in exploring all the other levels of reality that I had been exploring, personal reality, collective reality, even the reality of oneness in the void. This light is so, it's this clearly such a deep and intimate part of our own history from which we all came, out of which we emerged, and which in essence we are this light. When I was in my deepest immersion with the diamond luminosity, something happened that showed me that there is a reality beyond even this. My visual field pivoted 90 degrees, and I saw a reality that was beyond the domain of diamond luminosity, and I was hit by a ray of light from this reality, and it completely shattered me, even though I was in the domain of diamond luminosity. And that's when I realized it's an endless progression. Even the diamond luminosity is not the end game. It is simply a stage of an endless progression into infinite wonder, into the infinite being of existence.
Cosmos is so vast. There's so many different dimensions. So thank you for your articulateness in really describing this. So let's bring it all back down to the personal level now. So back to our individual egoic, probably stretched into soul, perhaps stretched into the world soul kind of level of existence. So how does all of this metaphysical insight help to land in a way that helps us fulfill our kind of more unique individual purpose and destiny path?
Well, it builds in stages. I think understanding reincarnation, understanding how it works, understanding the rhythm of what happens to us when we die, the nature of the bardo, the existence that we enter when we die, the choices that lead to a new incarnation. Once we understand that rhythm, once we understand the back and forth, the continuity of consciousness and the perpetual self-education that's taking place through reincarnation, once we have that grasp, once we have those experiences, we become a citizen of the universe in a deeper way, in a more conscious way. And then once we begin to experience the connective tissue between us and human beings, we begin to experience that we are not alone. We're not alone as a member of the human family, and we're not alone on the planet. When we have experience with other species, intimate experiences with other species, we begin to experience our oneness with all life on the planet and our oneness with all life ultimately in the universe. Now, I think the crisis of the modern mind is a crisis of meaning. Science has basically demolished the religions, the classical religions, by showing us a universe much older and bigger and more complex than we were ever able to imagine before. But the world that science has left us in at this particular moment of time is a world of meaninglessness, a world that's driven by pure random chance and screened by brute necessity. It's a world where our lives have no purpose and no meaning, and it just eviscerates us of meaning. But this is a temporary phase of the unfolding. Psychedelics take us into the experience of the living intelligence of the universe and show us that the entire world is saturated by intelligence. Once you have even a few of these experiences, it naturally changes what you feel like when you wake up every day. Naturally, you want to have more abiding communion with this intelligence, and you can. You begin to understand what spiritual practices are really offering us. Spiritual practices, yoga, meditation, trance dance, all the various practices we have, give us an opportunity to enter into deeper communion with this intelligence. It becomes natural to serve the larger good, to, through compassion, to serve the good of your neighbor, to expand the categories of neighbor, to work for social justice. You begin to feel sorry for anyone who confines their well-being to a very narrow sense of self, what's good for your private self and your small family. It becomes natural to basically want to serve the good of the human family or the good of all life on this planet, or even the good of future generations on this planet and beyond. So it gives us an understanding. It gives us meaning. It gives us a vehicle of deepening our own spiritual practice. Now, I should mention that all the years while I was doing this work, I was always doing spiritual practice. I was always doing meditation. To integrate these very, very temporary, intense experiences, I believe you have to have a daily spiritual practice. You have to have a practice where you wake up in the morning and you basically digest and process these very deep experiences. There are different types of courage. There are different types of work. But certainly the work of integration is as demanding as the work of initiation into these domains.
Mm. Well, thank you for that really clear call to take this in the context of a spiritual path and integrative process, that it's like it's not just an experience, but really the unfolding over time that makes the difference. So I think that's leads us to a natural moment to talk a bit more explicitly about your upcoming program. And first of all, I want to say how blessed we are to do this program with you. It's been a long time coming. I've been an admirer of yours for decades and really feel like this is right at the leading edge of our understanding of the collective rebirthing that we are undergoing and the purgation of an old pattern of who we are. So we're really grateful to you for your exploration and for your profound commitment to integrate and synthesize this that has led to such a detailed mapping of our journey in consciousness. So the program that Chris is going to be offering through Shift is called Exploring the Cosmic Mind Through Psychedelics, a Sacred Medicine Path to Deep Universal Insights and Self-Transformation. You can find it laid out in detail at explorecosmicmind.com, explorecosmicmind.com. So first, I should say up front that we're not advocating for using psychedelics with this program. This is really, in many ways, providing a mapping, a set of tools and practices for your own inquiry. I facilitated holotropic breathwork for many years, and many realms can be disclosed with non-psychedelic practices as well. But Chris has got a very unique angle on getting that deeper cosmological map, understanding the transition points, the integration points, so that either if you are working with psychedelics directly or if you're working with adjacent non-ordinary state methodologies, that you really have kind of a cosmic metaphysician's view on that whole arc of transformation. So there's a lot of diamonds of insight and practice and integration that you can really take into whatever your journey looks like. So the URL is explorecosmicmind.com, explorecosmicmind.com. It's a 7-week program. There's no prerequisites. It's really going to be an adventure together. And one of the things that I talked about with Chris before we decided to do this program is that simply by him talking in very transparent and precise ways about his own experience, there's a sympathetic resonance that gets created. And so you begin to open up some of these portals and bandwidths of consciousness simply by his recounting of his own journey. And then working with the integration techniques and understanding that it gives you a deeper context, because a lot of times when these realms do disclose themselves to you, people can get confused, they can get overwhelmed. And having a clear map and a set of processes that help you understand how to navigate those levels can be so valuable. So Chris, I'd love for you to share in your own words about, you know, essentially why take this journey with you. It's really a summation of decades of work.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. This is not a journey which requires you to do psychedelics. I'm not encouraging people to do psychedelics. If psychedelics are part of your life, then there's a kind of a dialogue that can take place. But if psychedelics are not part of your life, there is just a legitimate a dialogue that takes place. I've had many people write me and say, I've read your book. I understand what you're saying. I've had many of these experiences and I've never taken a psychedelic in my life. And absolutely, because the issue is not psychedelics. The issue is the nature of consciousness. Psychedelics amplify consciousness, but it's consciousness that does the work. So naturally, there is a correspondence between what happens when psychedelics are used in a spiritually responsible manner and what happens when you're using other spiritual technologies like meditation, yoga, and so on and so forth, holotropic breath work, in order to enter into these hyper intense amplified states of consciousness. So what I'm hoping to do, what I'm trying to do, what I have found happens when I talk about this with other people, is that combining the readings and my talking about these things and our dialogue with question and answer and experiential exercises that we'll be doing, guided visualization exercises, that all of these combined will allow people to enter into what you might think of as secondary initiation. Primary initiation is the initiation of one's own experience. But whenever we read a novel or go to a very good movie or enter into deep dialogue with someone, there is a secondary initiation, a transmission that takes place when one person shares their experience. And it's not that my experiences are important. They're not important. But because of my training, I seem to be able to extract the insights from those experiences that are relevant to all of our lives. Now, I'll mention that in this book that I wrote, I don't even include a lot of my personal healings and my personal insights and insights that are relevant to my personal life. I really sort of let those fall aside, and I focus on the insights which have greater philosophical bite to them, the insights which apply to all of humanity, the insights which apply to the entire human story. So the story that I'm telling in this book, in this course, is really a shared story. I'm not simply inviting you to my own private psychedelic dream. I'm really extracting the elements of this story and putting them in front of you and inviting you to digest them in your own way. If you are willing to follow with me and to take this journey with me, I think that you will absorb directly and indirectly through your own spiritual practice and through your own chewing on these experiences and on these issues, you will walk away with spiritual nuggets that will be valuable to you, that you'll find them to be useful. They will nourish your life. They will combine with your own spiritual practice and your own experiences to enrich your life. That's what I'm hoping for us to accomplish together.
Beautiful. What a beautiful offering, and we're super excited to have you sharing it. So I'll just read out the module titles, maybe just a sneak preview of each. So module one, the protocols and possibilities of psychedelics.
Yeah, we have to deal with a lot of misperceptions that people have, and we have to clarify what working with high doses of LSD is like in contrast to working with low doses or with psilocybin, something like that. So clarifying the protocol.
Module two, crossing the boundary of birth and death in the ocean of suffering.
Yeah, this is going through that process that every journeyer goes through who goes deep, that culminates in ego death, what Stan calls the perinatal level of consciousness, and then going beyond individual transformation into the collective waters of collective transformation in the ocean of suffering work.
Module three, reincarnation in the soul and cosmological initiations.
When I came through the ocean of suffering work, I entered deep time, which is an adventure unto itself, and was taken into session after session, exploring reincarnation, exploring the soul, experiencing my life from start to finish as a completed whole, and then taken after a certain break, taken on a cosmological journey, a journey of initiation into the universe. It's like cosmology 101, teaching me how the universe works.
Module 4, Archetypal Reality and Causal Oneness.
Archetypal reality, we've talked about. Encounter with these beings that are so beyond human conception, I couldn't wrap my mind around them. But also experiencing the archetypes in the Jungian sense of the workings of the collective psyche over and over again, understanding how the collective psyche work, how it influences us. And then the benediction of blessings, the oneness, the experiences of oneness, of cosmic love, the experience of dissolving into the void.
Module 5, Entering the Diamond Luminosity.
This we go into my deepest experiences, entering into the clear light of absolute reality, totally beyond individual existence, beyond even species existence, beyond material existence, entering into the absolute clear transcendence of the diamond body of God, you might say. And you understand that by God, I don't mean the theistic God of our world religions, but something subtler, something beyond that.
Module 6, the birth of the future human.
And I think this is the most important module in the entire course, because here we're looking at what the lives of our children and our grandchildren all around the world are likely to be. We're looking at the global crisis that we are entering into. We're looking at the death and rebirth of the human species, and we're looking at the transformation that we're coming into and will be coming out of, and what is being born. What is this transformation about? What is the birth of the diamond soul about? This is, I think, has been one of the most surprising and consistent themes of all of my journey. This focus, not on me personally, but on our human family, on the human species.
And finally, Module 7, Integration and Empowerment in this Psychedelic Journey.
Here, I'm talking about the issues having to do with integration. And for me, not just integration of our individual sessions. I think we're doing well on that. We understand how to integrate unusual experiences. But I'm focusing more on integrating an entire journey. How do you know when you've gone too far? How do you know when you've gone farther than you can productively use? How do you stay grounded? I don't think we really have begun to fully comprehend what these deep, deep experiences are doing to us. I think we've been so excited in discovering, we haven't really begun to truly comprehend how entering in these deep transcendent states is changing us, accelerating our own evolution, changing us at the very center of our being. That's what we'll be looking at in this module.
Well, it's going to be an extraordinary adventure on so many levels, and really a journey of liberation. So again, you can find the whole program laid out at explorecosmicmind.com. I'll share a little bit more. You get not only the 7 90-minute live sessions with Chris, which includes time to interact and create exercises and do have Q&A. There are recordings, video and audio of every session, as well as word-for-word transcripts to study, highlight, and explore. There's also some small group time to connect with other participants and exercises for home, as well as Facebook community for connection and networking more globally. On the page, you'll also find some other bonuses. There's a video dialogue with Chris Bache and a really pioneering philosopher, futurist, Dwayne Elgin. It's called The Planetary Crisis and the Birth of the Future Human. There's another bonus with David Nickel, who's a real pioneer in the field of subtle activism. So it's subtle activism, healing the collective psyche in psychedelic states. Really fascinating terrain, because it goes beyond just the personal healing into like how we can really begin to affect things in the larger trajectory of the world through this kind of work. And then there's 3 PDF articles by Chris called The Sacred Medicine Path and Psychedelic Experience. And Chris, you want to say a little bit about those 3 articles? As well as I know you're going to actually have a special availability of your book as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. We're working out an arrangement with the publisher, Inner Traditions, so that everybody who signs up for the course will receive a copy of the ebook, so that they'll have the full text of the book that we'll be able to read in tandem with the course. The articles basically are 3 different types. One of them is an article which is not yet published on my experience of God, how I think about God, how my psychedelic journey has influenced my understanding of the divine. One is a postscript written a year after LSD in the Mind of the Universe was published, in which I respond to people's questions and give them a larger framework within which to understand the book, the project of the book, because this is not the gentle use of psychedelics, even the gentle spiritual use of psychedelics. This is using of psychedelics for cosmological exploration. And so I really sort of lay that out clearly. The third article, Ken Ring is a dear friend and a great researcher in near-death episodes. And he and I had a conversation, and I feel a real kinship between my psychedelic experiences and people who have deep NDEs, their experiences. And so we had a conversation on, are these experiences trustable? Or am I experiencing simply a reflection of my own conditioning or a reflection of the collective psyche itself? It's a wonderful exchange. We really dig into the issue of, are these experiences really a figment of my own imagination or a figment of our collective imagination, or are they truly, genuinely revelatory?
Okay. Well, truly fascinating terrain. And there's a special bonus, actually three special bonuses that you get when you sign up by midnight tonight. And this is a very unusual bonus. I actually reached out to Stanislav Grof, who's really the forerunner of so much of this work and the grandfather of this movement. And we have a program called The Way of the Psychonaut, which is really his definitive life work, and making three video sessions with Stan available for this program as well, because he so believes and trusts in what Chris is offering. So it's a very unique bonus you get when you sign up by midnight tonight. And we'd like to do that as a way to encourage you to make the decision now while you have the most connection with what Chris is sharing and the most ability to make a good decision about what's next for you. So we've kept the investment in this program, even with all the bonuses, really accessible. It's just three payments of $109, or you save 10% when you pay in full with one payment of $297. Course is going to begin on November 30th and run Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. But even if you can't make that live time, you can still get the full value with the downloads and the transcripts and the community as well. So I encourage you to also go to the page at explorecosmicmind.com, explorecosmicmind.com, and also read through some of the profound testimonials about Chris's work. And it's clear there's a rigor and depth and trustworthiness that has really made a difference in so many people's lives. Because if you're like me, you've done a lot of exploration, but having an understanding of the map and the territory and the journey can be so helpful to really understand, integrate, and ultimately harvest the benefits from all the explorations you do. So again, you can find all the details at explorecosmicmind.com. You get those three special bonuses from Stanislav Grof's Way of the Psychonaut when you sign up by midnight. So Chris, we're at the end of our time, a minute left or so. Anything that you still wants to be said from you to folks who are considering going further with you?
Well, first, I'm very pleased to have Stan's work folded into my course. It's just great. I mean, my work really derives from Stan's work. It continues his work. I'll leave you just with one thought. If there were one thing that I wish I could reach into my heart and give to your audience, it would be the loss of fear of death. To absolutely lose your fear of death. If we can lose our fear of death, then we really begin to live in a completely new way. If we fear death, we have our entire cosmology upside down. We really don't understand what's happening. Here on Earth is where the hard work is done. Death is graduation. Death is return to bliss and to transcendence. Death is magnificent. I wish I could convey that to you. And in this course, I will try to convey that to you and give you the reasons why you can relax into this larger vision of life and ultimately relax into your death. And in that process, relax into the universe itself.
So many profound insights. It's going to take us all a little bit just to unpack what we've shared today, but I know that people who choose to go further are in for so much more. So thank you for your clarity, your compassion, your wisdom, and your willingness to nakedly share where you've gone and to help inspire all of us to really birth the future human in our own unique way. So thank you, Chris, and thank you all for joining. And if you want to go further, explorecosmicmind.com.
Thank you, Stephen.